in the semi-state. Vikings to repay the favor here tonight. But we have a great crowd already on hand. We're about 15 minutes away from tip-off, and this is as good as it gets for us sitting here.
Well, you know, when Fairfield did it before, we kind of followed them all the way through, and it was interesting. Almost every week, I was finding people I knew that were related to somebody on the team. You know, people from Etna Green, people from everywhere. And it was just like a great big world that you didn't even know existed until we knew those kids enough to know what they would do. But their coach came up and talked to me. He's now the boys' coach. And he said, boy, that was a magical time. We had parents on staff ready to go. We had kids that were just willing to do anything we wanted. He said it was very, very, very magical. And I said, that's usually what it takes to get that done.
Yeah, it's a mobilization of the entire school.
Yes, it is.
Everyone has to be ready to go. Everybody has to be involved, and it's a lot of fun. It's supposed to be fun this time of the year. We're going to have a great game tonight. Both of these two teams have pretty much, you know, they've had really identical regular seasons. It's been a little different in the postseason so far, obviously, with Tippecanoe Valley taking down last night the sectional favorite in Columbia City coming into the sectional. Fairfield got a very nice draw. They handled a scrappy Wawasee team that I think they proved to a lot of people that they were not just going to go out and be down for the fight. They were going to come in and try to spring an upset because, to be honest with you, we saw Wawasee a week ago here at Tippecanoe Valley High School, and that was not the same team that Fairfield saw on Tuesday night. And then they take down a Northwood team that ultimately just wasn't able to get the points in the offense rolling, forced a ton of turnovers, and they're well-rested. They're ready to go for the sectional championship tonight. Valley and Fairfield typically playing each other in the postseason. 4-3, the all-time postseason record going to Tippecanoe Valley, but Fairfield owns the most recent two victories. They defeated Tippecanoe Valley last year in the sectional at Fairfield, the semifinal round 60-51, and then obviously in that semi-state round in 2023. An important note for that game. Now, Fairfield did have a graduation from that team last year. Valley's leading scorer, Hadley Wise, did not play in that game because of an injury.
Right.
So she played in the opening game of that sectional but did not play in that second game, and Valley actually held a halftime lead over Fairfield. So it was a really competitive game. I don't want to say it's the exact same teams playing tonight, but it's very similar teams. There's not a whole lot of difference in the makeup of these two teams as far as what they were last year when we saw that matchup to what we're going to see tonight here at Valley.
I really think the difference is going to be the defense. The defensive effort for either one of these teams has got to be good. We know that. And that actually was the way they beat Columbia City last night. Their offense followed their defense, but their defense really set up that situation. It bombarded them for four quarters. It was a little bit more, I think, than they expected. And then there's always that unexpected person that comes in off the bench that does something fantastic. And Betty did that. She played Betty ball, and we enjoyed it. So can you get 7 points out of her or more tonight? Who knows?
Or will it be
Nobody
somebody
knows.
Else?
Or will it be
Izzy
somebody
Woodruff,
else?
Who had an awesome game rebounding the basketball, but she's capable of kind of filling in that 6 to 7 point extra role.
Exactly.
Dalen Buzzard was fantastic. Gabby was tremendous. Hadley hit some really timely shots, closed things down at the free throw line. So, yeah, these girls, the biggest compliment I think you could say about that group is they embody their head coach and the way in which they focused and prepared for last night's game, and that's what got it done.
Yeah, they bought in. And they have bought in to Rebecca. For sure, this team has done just exactly that all the way through the year. There have been some times when they've been a little bit disappointed. But overall, the game plan, when it's followed, is a winner. So we'll just wait and see how it comes out this time. You know, Fairfield has had that longevity of experience in tournaments. This team really, the overall team, has not had so much. But, you know, I remember not too long ago, Tippecanoe Valley went in to play Mishawaka Marion at a regional and didn't think they had any chances and won that one really without too much trouble and then ended up in a semi-state. So who knows what these teams will be able to do. But tonight's the night. Got to get by this one. Got to make sure somebody is going to be celebrating after that, and Tippecanoe Valley would like to be the one.
It's hard to win a sectional. It's hard to win when you're in a grouping of the same exact teams who are watching the same exact games throughout 1 week. And to do that, a lot of things have to go right. You need a bounce to go your way. You need a deflection to go your way, but you ultimately have to come prepared. And I think both coaches, after what we've seen this week, are going to be ready to go. Let's take a time out. When we come right back out, we'll talk about what these matchups could look like as far as some difference makers and some key things to eye in on as we get closer to tonight's Sectional 20 Championship Final.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast? We can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Bentone started in a very small space on the George Craig Farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Nifton of Bentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Cherry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Bentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Sechrist now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Nifton of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Nifton of Mentone.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to Gagnon.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch thick or 1-inch thick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaeng.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Hey, from tonight's championship game here at Tippecanoe Valley High School, we got a good one coming your way between Fairfield and Tippecanoe Valley. And Rita, it said before we come back from break, and just talk a little bit about the matchup. What I'm looking at tonight, I'm not maybe necessarily looking at individual players on either side, but I'm looking at the way in which Tippecanoe Valley is able to attack this zone for Fairfield. You're going to have two extremely long, strong, and effective guards in Madison Jones and Ava Herbert, excuse me. Mm-hmm. They're not your prototypical, you know, high school guards that you see on the wing. These girls have NAIA size. You know, they're going to play collegiate basketball. How does Valley use their speed and ball handling to penetrate that zone and maybe look to get girls like Daylen Buzzard, Izzy Woodruff involved, and even Hadley Wise around the basket on some cutting action? That's where I think this game is going to come down to. And for Fairfield, it's as simple as this for me. When Valley comes out and looks at them defensively, if you're able to find openings, you have to knock down shots, because we saw them on Tuesday night and Friday night seriously struggle from beyond the arc. I mean, there were multiple possessions where they were able to get offensive rebounds, and that was able to keep them above the water as far as the score was concerned. But you would see them get 2-3 offensive rebounds a possession and miss 2-3 threes right then and there, and ultimately end up with a shot at the basket or something like that. That's what I'm looking at tonight in this matchup.
And I think basically it's going to be imperative that Valley speed them up. They're going to have that knowledge, and they can do that. We've seen them do that over and over again, so they can do that. I think when you're looking at two strong players like Herbert and Jones, you try to put the people that can really front them as much as possible. The game, of course, that they were in was physical, but not as physical as Columbia City and Tippecanoe Valley was. Right. Valley can play that kind of basketball if it's dictated to be that way. But I think really when the matchups come, I think if she is like she was last night and like she was in the Bremen game, it's going to really be hard for them to stop Gonzalez. And it will go as she goes. She sets it up. She makes it work. She can shoot the ball. She's got a great mind when it comes to setting up the plays. She overuses the floor very, very well. That type of guard is really hard to come by. We've got one of those.
Last night, after her game, and the stats were uploaded, she's averaging 6 assists per game with an assist-to-turnover ratio 1 at 1.75.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we don't have a really great accurate way of looking across the state to see what the assist numbers are for individual players, but I would venture to guess with six assists at the high school level, she's probably in the top 10, top 20, somewhere in there, taking care of the basketball, distributing it to her teammates. But I think that's less of an indication as to where Gabby's passing game has grown, because she's a tremendous passer and she's gotten better. I'm not saying that she hasn't. I think she's done a better job of involving her teammates around her,
yes,
and making them feel confident that when she delivers a nice pass or something crafty, they're ready to catch it and they're ready to turn that into points. Because Gabby's always been, I don't want to say dishing dimes to make it stereotypical, but she has been. She's been dishing dimes for 4 years here at Tippecanoe New Valley. It's just been about getting the players around her in that flow and confident in themselves, in their passing ability or receiving ability to go get them and score. And Hadley's grown so much in that. Savannah Miller's grown. Daylen has grown in that.
And really, you look at Hadley, too. If you look at that guard position, look at both those positions, she has the capability of shooting from anywhere on the floor. She's been doing very well with threes in the latter part of the season here. But I think they complement each other very well because they are two different and unique individual players. But when they put it all together, pretty hard to beat. But I tell you, the one that I think has made the huge difference, and she had to kind of shift from one sport to another, that's Daylen Buzzard. She has that calming, steady look about her. She can hit those shots from 8 to 10 feet out. She can hit threes, and you put her to the line, you're going to get about 85% of those shots to go in. I think she's been a huge, huge improvement over the team over when she started. She didn't really get going until October. Once she got going in October, she started to have to make that switch. But the last month, she's really come into her own.
And she's improved so much in the small stuff.
Yes.
Footwork, her moves around the basket, her ability to score on those easy shots. I don't want to say easy shots, but those close shots, and make sure she's converting those layups and the confidence. Last night, she was fearless against a really great defensive team. They're going to need that again tonight, especially with the likes of Jones and Herbert, and how do they add them in there? Macy Worthman, she plays above her height. She really does on the inside, and she can hit threes for Fairfield. But I think tonight for Valley, you got to come out. You cannot let Fairfield to get in a rhythm shooting the basketball early, because we've seen them struggle in back-to-back games here at Tippecanoe Valley with that. And if you're Valley, you don't need to have an all-star night shooting the basketball tonight. You just need to make those short shots, handle yourself around the basket, and you should put yourself in a pretty good position to capture sectional championship.
Short shots. Boy, does that bring up another discussion right away. Saw Purdue in the latter part of the game, and they both missed short shots that were just, I don't even know how they missed them.
I don't think Indiana had a field goal in the final 6 minutes today.
No, they really
Something
struggled.
Something like that.
They really struggled. But when it comes right down to the nitty-gritty of it, that's so important. You get yourself positioned in that position to be able to do that, you better be ready. You better be ready to hit that 2 or 3 or 5 footer. And I think that that's something that Valley's going to have to clean up here tonight as well.
I agree. We'll come right back. When we do, we will have our starting lineups as Wayne Landis will take us through the pregame ceremonies all the way up until tip. And we will have tonight's sectional 20, quarter one between Fairfield and Tippecanoe Valley on 107.3 WRSW.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Escape the cold and make your warm weather dreams a reality by purchasing a Splendor boat or pontoon at this year's Fort Wayne Boat Show. The show is from Thursday, February 5th through Sunday, February 8th. Thursday and Friday hours, 3 until 8 p.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And Sunday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. All available models will be on display, or check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. And stay tuned for Splendor Boats' own indoor show and sale coming up in March at their Silver Lake location. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotec Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotek, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure, no gimmicks, just honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekpnh.com. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as the Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073wrsw.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
And welcome back to Tippecanoe Valley High School, the site of tonight's sectional 20 championship between Tippecanoe Valley and Fairfield. Let's send it down to the floor and we pick it up with longtime public address announcer Wayne Landis.
Class 3A sectional number 20 of the IHSA girls state basketball tournament. As a member of the IHSA, we ask that all spectators display good sportsmanship. The administration and staff of Tippecanoe Valley High School encourage positive behavior at all. Negative comments and acts towards players, coaches, and fans and officials will not be tolerated at IHSA events. Thank you for your attendance and your cooperation. Now, let's meet each of the teams. First, the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Lady Vikings of Tippecanoe Valley High School. A 5 foot, 5 inch senior, number 10, Gabby Gonzalez. A 5 foot, 7 inch junior, number 12, Hadley Wise. A 5 foot, 7 inch junior, number 20, Izzy Woodruff. A 5 foot, 7 inch sophomore, number 32, Savannah Miller. And a 5 foot, 10 inch senior, number 34, Daylin Buzzer. The Lady Vikings are coached by Rebecca Parker. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Lady Falcons of Fairfield High School. A 5 foot 11 inch senior, number 3, Ava Herbert. A 5 foot 11 inch junior, number 14, Madison Jones. A 5 foot 11 inch sophomore, number 15, Paige Park. A 5 foot 3 inch sophomore, number 21, Jenna Falk. And a 5 foot 7 inch senior, number 24, Macy Worthman.
Same five we saw for Fairfield last night. Same five we saw for Valley last night. I think someone to watch off that Fairfield bench, not coming into the game, but currently going to be in the game, is Paige Park. She was the one player that, when all the attention was on Jones and Herbert, She was able to keep things afloat as far as offense is concerned. They were able to find her really well under the baseline, or at the baseline, underneath the basket. She did a really good job with that. So I think she's one to watch. And maybe Izzy Woodruff, the other one to watch for Tippecanoe New Valley, someone that could be an unsung hero tonight.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. She's done that this season, so that wouldn't surprise you at all. But they're lined up and ready to go, and I don't think you could probably take two communities and put them together and have them matched up any better than Tippecanoe Valley and Fairfield. So many things in common. Tip up control right away to Fairfield, so they'll bring it up over the 10-second line and see what they can set up right away. Go to the outside to Fault. Back out once again to the outer perimeter. It'll be picked up by Herbert. Herbert makes the cut over to the inside. Now they look to the outside. Nothing there, and you know, I think they're going to be pretty patient here, especially in the early going. They go down low to Herbert. Herbert on low again. That's going to be a hell ball. Good job by Gonzalez right away, going up for that easy two, which was held right away.
The nice thing about Valley is that they're like a chameleon on defense. They can play a bunch of different types of defense, and they start the game with a man defense, which is not what they started with against Columbia City a night ago.
So we're going to bring it up over the 10-second line. It'll go to Gonzalez, back over the right side. Daylen Buzzard with it, goes to the right wing, deep in the right corner. Looking now for Miller for three. No, it's going to be short. The rebound's going to be pulled out. I think right away, Rice is going to get a personal foul.
Yeah, not the best idea there for Hadley to reach in, but she's trying to set that tone early, be aggressive, and that's what Valley's going to do. But it was indeed a reach-in foul. That foul gives us an opportunity to go ahead and congratulate our referees. Also shout them out. Lewis Brown, Tim Nolan, and Ronnie Branch officiating a sectional championship tonight here at Tippecanoe Valley.
A little bit gumpy coming up right now. I think the official even asked her if everything was okay.
And like that
was wise.
For about the last 10 games, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
She's just fighting.
She'll walk it off one way or the other.
Yep.
The ball comes back to the backcourt now, and we'll set it up. The Fairfield Falcons have it. They go to the left wing. Herbert back out once again to the outside. Looking for the action inside to the right wing. It'll be picked up in the right corner this time by Falk. Basketball's going to be loose. It'll be a tie game again. This time it's held up. It's going to be back to Fairfield.
Interesting, Rita. On offense, you actually have Gabby Gonzalez at the bottom of this defense right now. I think you're looking more to zone right now for the Vikings, but she's matched up with Madison Jones, and that's about
that.
A 4 or 5 foot advantage for Jones. Now they'll switch off, and it'll go to Woodruff.
Ball comes over the left wing. It'll be picked up right away by Herbert. Herbert, top of the key to Jones. Jones tries to get the basketball on a bounce pass. It's going to be taken away. Ball's going to be loose. Are they going to call that one?
Should be back to Fairfield.
Fairfield will have it. Gonzalez was right in the midst of that, too, and she tried to keep it from going out of bounds, but it goes out of bounds and off to Fairfield.
That's a break for the Falcons.
Exactly. Herbert gets the ball over the right side this time. The shot's going to be not taken. There again, Tippecanoe Valley knocked it away. An opportunity to get that away from Worthingham, and we're going to the outside and check it up again. Over to the right wing to Jones. Jones to the ball, takes it all the way in, tries another bounce pass, and kicked away.
Defense.
That might not be there for them tonight.
Standing strong so far for Valley. That's the action they want to get in the interior. They'll move things around.
So get the bounce pass in back court. High on the outside now, rolling it around. It'll be looking at the inside. I don't think that's going to be there available, and almost a steal, but the shot's going to be up and no good by Worthington. It comes back on the outside, and it's going to go on the outer perimeter now. It's picked up by Jones. So start it all over again for Fairfield. Belfort Falcons have it with Herbert.
Four extra opportunities for Fairfield, and then no one paying attention underneath.
Yep,
Herbert
missed
was
that.
Looking for Jones, and now Jones talking with Paige Park. I think both in confusion as to who was going to cut the baseline there.
Well, the baseline has not been open for them. They've had a little trouble making that work. There's still a goose eggs on the clock. 6:09 left to go in the first.
And that's the thing for Valley. They struggle offensively sometimes as well, and just getting that first or second basket to go through can mean the world a difference for this group.
Ball comes back once again to the outside. It'll be picked up by Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball. Looks over to the right side now. Waits to look to the bench for a moment. They'll make the cut over the right wing. Bounce pass inside. Back out. Miller and Miller with the basketball. It's fronted right away by Jones. It's going to be picked up to the outside by Wise. Over to the left wing to Gonzalez for three. Short. Rebound comes down low. Be picked up right away by Park. And we're going to come down the other end now with the Fairfield Falcons. Herbert will have the ball knocked around. Basketball's going to be loose, and we're going to have a hell ball. This goes back to Valley.
You
talked about mucking it up a little bit.
That's what they do. They do
mucking
it really
it
well. And that's just simple defense for Savannah Miller. She's just sticking her hand, timing up where the to go. It's not anything that she's doing extraordinary. She's just playing sound, solid, fundamental defense. And she learns that from Gabby and from Hadley.
Yes.
and from Izzy.
Absolutely. Ball comes over top of the key this time. It'll be picked up by Wise. Wise with the basketball, top of the key, back out once again. Trying to find somebody open, trying the cusp, but being patient is the name of the game for Tippecanoe New Valley right now. Going to bring it back to Wise. Wise, top of the key, thought about it, changed her mind. We'll bring it back out to Miller. Miller now with the ball, high in the outer perimeter again. Brings it straight away. It'll be picked up this time in the backcourt. Gonzalez over to the right side. Back once again. They'll work over to the left wing. Looking for a little bit of help. It comes back out to Miller. Bounce pass left wing. Shot up by Gonzalez. That's going to be off the mark as well. But she got her own rebound. It came out long and she was able to pick that up. A little bit of force on the baseline there. Couldn't get that done. Wise throws one up. That's going to be off. Gonzalez fights forward again. And it goes back to Valley.
That's all right, Paul.
That was a good call. We saw it right in front of us.
I think we've seen Fairfield respect Valley's three-point shooting more than any team has in the last five or six games. They've really extended out that zone to respect that perimeter shooting.
They moved it out.
But you wondered when that would happen because the percentages would tell you Valley's not a great three-point shooting team, but the trend over the last five or six games would tell you they are a good three-point shooting team. So you just, as a coach, have to figure out which you want to go with, what's been recently working or what's been kind of their trend over the course of a full year.
Miller takes a shot. That's a three, and that's an air ball. Boy, a little bit more oomph had gone straight in, but it wasn't quite there. So we're going to have a fight for the ball again. It's going to be another hell ball. That's going to be turning it right back to Fairfield.
And Rita, what you're seeing, too, that's the third or fourth jump ball that Fairfield has given to Tippecanoe Valley. Coach Hartman just looked back to his bench and to his girls and said, bring the ball up.
Yes.
Don't let it go down to your chest or down to your hips, because if you do, that's where the basketball can get tied up pretty easily by Tippecanoe Valley.
Ball comes over to the right side now. We'll pick it up. Deep in the right corner. It'll be brought back out to Fault. Back out once again. The three is going to be one away, and that's a good one. Straight through for Ava Herbert. Was no doubt about that. That was a bullet that went up just a moment ago, and now it's 3-0. Tippecanoe Valley needs to get back on the track now for offense. They'll bring it up over the 10-second line, setting it up over to the left wing to Miller. Miller with the basketball. It's taken away. Yep, it is taken away. Taken away by Herbert. All the way down to Jones and blocked out of bounds by Gonzalez.
Great defensive play by Gabby. Playing the shot without fouling. Timed it up beautifully.
So we're going to have the Fairfield Falcons coming in from under the bucket right now. They hit that three, and that was big. That gave them a big boost. You can be sure of that. And they have the offense going again. Wide open again. A three is up. This time it won't go for Jones. Rebound, fought for. And Betty makes sure she's into the action. That was Betty Shepherd. It's going to be tied up again, and this time Valley has it.
Fallon Herbert, not much there. Kind of with Coach Hartman. He kind of gave their official like a really look, but
enough to get it.
Goes Valley's way.
Ball goes in the left wing. It'll be picked up down the left corner and coming back out once again to Gonzalez. She had to fight to try to keep it going. It's going to be knocked off the hands of Jones. And so Tippecanoe Valley was set it up in their own forecourt. A little bit of a mismatch, I think, on several things coming into that particular area. So we'll make sure that everything's ready to go as they try to set the ball up now. It will be in the outside to Gonzalez.
Defense has been really good for Fairfield, but a lot of missed shots for Valley. That's been really the difference here.
Gonzalez fires up a three, and that's missed. The ball comes over to the outside. It will not go. Comes out back to the outside of the right wing, and it's going to be a personal foul call.
And that's what you're looking for more if you're Tippecanoe Valley. You know, if the three-point shots, they're 0-for-5 to start the game. They're not really falling like they were a night ago. Get it to the inside or hope to get that offensive rebound and get yourself a second chance. Now let's see who the foul's on here. 15, that's Park.
Park.
Her first, I believe.
Fairfield foul number 15, Paige Park.
A little bit too hard to tell. The separation was not there in that particular play. Shot up, in and out, like buzzer.
Now he's got to get on the scoreboard here, Rita. The longer you look at that goose egg, the more in your head you get.
Yep, you got to get that taken care of. I agree 100% on that. There it goes. That's a 1-for-2 split now, and it is 3-1. So Tippecanoe Valley goes back on defense, bringing the ball up over the line. Will be Herbert. Herbert with the ball. Holds it up. Goes to Jones. Jones needs the help. We'll go over to the right side this time. Picking up the right wing. It'll be Fought. Back out once again to the outside. Fought across court. Over to the left wing. Basketball is going to be held up. It's going to be another one on the way. And good again. And this is once again Herbert had that on the left side instead of the right. But it was effective. 6-1 now. And it's going to be Valley ball. But they need to get some offense going here.
Your seniors feeling it. That's exactly what you need in the sectional championship game.
That was really two great shots. Shot's going to be up and it won't go in short range. Betty Shepherd missed that one. And the rebound comes down low. So the Falcons now come up over the 10-second line right away.
Valley's lost on the offensive end right now, Rita.
Yeah.
You can see it. They're looking for answers, and Fairfield's just that length and that size is really giving them problems.
It's very early to say that anything's a danger zone, but we're looking right now at 6 points on the board and 2 cutthroat threes. They'll try to work it inside. It's going to be battled around. Basketball's going to be loose. Finally picked up by the kids that are in the white and blue. And let me tell you, they've been very effective so far. Valley hasn't made it easy. Another 3 on the way. This one won't go, and that's the first one Herbert has missed. So here we come for Valley. The Vikings now bring the ball up over the line, working over the right side. Shot up. Nope. The 3 won't go this time by Wise. It's going to be stuck. Travel. She was off to the left side on the baseline. Thought maybe she could hit the ball. Could not. Coming in the lineup will be Miller. Coming out of the lineup will be Stuckey.
We have seen, Rita, Valley go through offensive troubles. They have staved them off in key moments, but we have seen games that they get themselves in a quarter where they score 1 to 5 points. That can't be the situation tonight, but still no field goals with 96 seconds left to go in the first quarter. That's an issue.
Well, to hold it in the left wing and see what happens in the left corner. The shot's up and in. Down low on the post. Beautiful job that time by Park. Got that job to go, and we're going to have now 1:23 left to go in the first quarter of ball that is here at Tippecanoe Valley in the sectional championship. It's an 8-1 count. And Fairfield has the 8. Tippecanoe Valley up over the line. Gonzalez has the ball taken out of her hands. They're going to hold it in the backcourt now and bring it up over the line. That was done by Worthingham.
Coach Parker's trying to let them figure it out, but I wouldn't hate a timeout coming up, Rita.
1:02 left to go in the first quarter. They're going to get it one way or the other. Basketball over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner, comes out on the outside. High in the outer perimeter, the bounce pass over the right corner, back out straight away. We'll pick it up now on the arc, back straight away to the left side, deep in the left corner. Thought about that 3, changed their mind. They bring it back out once again. It's going to be a lot of heavy traffic there, and they lost the ball. So Tippecanoe Valley has the ball. On the fly this time, Wise. The shot is no good. Rebound over the right side. We'll come to Buzzard. She'll try to bring it out of there. So far, it's just been so helter-skelter. They probably need to kind of slow it down a little bit, look for a good possession here.
I mean, they're getting okay shots, though. I really, to be honest with you, they're getting their shots that they normally knock down. They haven't. They got open looks.
Cross-court pass. Miller on the 3. Good! That broke the pressure.
Massive.
A great pass that time from Gabby. Really got that done.
Can't and let a basket go through.
That worked really well. 2 seconds left to go in the first quarter play. The shot's going to be up for 3. That's going to end the first quarter. So after 1 quarter play, Tippecanoe Valley with a very slow start, down by 4 after 1. It's 8-4. And that Fairfield Falcon lead could be very interesting going into the second period. We'll do that right after this on WRSW.
When you wipe out, you need to know Huffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Huffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Huffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Oh, Rita, just the 1 made field goal for Tippecanoe Valley in the quarter. It's 8-4, though. They're within range, and they'll have the basketball to start the quarter. Fairfield, the big shot. 2 shots so far from Eva Herbert. Paige Park with the other deuce, and that's their 8 so far. It's a 12 combined point first quarter for these two teams.
So Tippecanoe Valley will have the ball. Miller will have it. Miller with the basketball, top of the key goes to Wise. They'll go down low, back over to the right side, trying to make it inside over the left wing. It's going to be Miller again. Shot's going to be a little bit wide on the right side. No good, and Jones ends up with a rebound. So Fairfield will have it up 8-4. We'll go to the backcourt now and hold it up in the backcourt and perimeter. Bring it over to the right side, over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner it comes. No shot there, so they'll bring it back out again. Wise is going to be called for a second personal.
There wasn't much there.
No.
Really not much at all. There was more contact on the Jones drive than there was on that drive.
A little bit of a body contact, yeah. I think.
So now Hadley has to come out of the game, and that's what will certainly change the outlook of Tippecanoe Valley's ability to push the pace. But Stookie played great defense a night ago, and she's going to be asked to do that tonight. She comes in for Wise. Last night she came in for Miller with two fouls in the first half.
The ball goes over to the right side. It'll be picked up by Herbert. Herbert with the basketball holds it up. Miller all over her. Jones with the ball brings it all the way down. Traveled with it. That's going to have to be a traveling violation, is it not?
It is. And Rita, you're seeing Coach Hartman really kind of go up. Not, he's not being aggressive, I'm not saying like, but he's really kind of reminding the officials every time Valley gets in close in the chest. And to me, it's a little bit of contact. But to be honest with you, for the most part, this is sectional basketball.
Yes.
I don't think it's much more than that.
Tippecanoe Valley tried to get the ball on the left side that time. Betty Shepard had an opportunity to grab it up, but the pass wasn't great. And that puts it out of bounds. But it was last touched by Fairfield. So Gabby Gonzalez will bring it in. She does. Top of the key. Over to the left wing. Stoffer. Check that out. No. Can't get it. Stookie took the shot.
Stookie took it
and could not get that to go, but another jump ball. Every time we have the basketball is contested in each end.
We might break a record tonight for sectional championship jump balls. I don't know if that's ever been accounted for, but certainly kind of feels like that tonight. I mean, what, six maybe?
Yeah, it's
been a lot. I would say reasonably six at least.
That's turned the ball more over than anything else.
Yes.
Basketball in the backcourt will go to Jones. Jones and the ball goes down low. Basketball's going to be loose. It will be loose, and it will be a hell ball again. So Tippecanoe Valley and I will have a whack at it.
I mean, hey, if it tells you anything, these two teams are playing hard and they're getting on the floor. So that's, I guess that's a good sign.
Yep.
But it's just interesting.
It is. So we'll take Tippecanoe Valley now. They'll bring it the full length of the court and see what they can set up. Gonzalez has it. Bounce pass over to Miller. Miller with the ball. Brings it out straight away. Back once again to Gonzalez. Gonzalez holds the perimeter. Comes back over to the right side to Stookie. Back once again. Stookie. Gonzalez. Gonzalez. Nice flip pass up in. No, it wouldn't go in through the hole, though. That was a beautiful assist. It should have been. Daylen Bezard missed it wide. We come down the other end to Jones, and she'll be traveling again.
That's great defense from Gabby Gonzalez.
Yeah, she's just holding her there.
If you're St. Francis watching this game right now, you're very excited to have Gabby on your team. Not maybe next year, but as she continues to develop in that collegiate player, because she's proving to you, what's the first thing you always look at physically with a player? Size.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
She's guarding somebody who's five inches generously taller than her, and she's done a tremendous job.
She's done a tremendous job last night and so far tonight. But Valley needs points. It's still 8-4.
Fairfield's been on it defensively tonight.
Basketball top of the key. It'll be held up right away over to the right side. Shot up by Stookie. No, just grazed the rim. And the ball's going to come off to the handle of Herbert. So Herbert now will bring it up over the line against Miller.
And this is not Valley's strong suit, three-point shooting. Fairfield's allowing them to shoot that because over the course of a game, your trend is going to trend not in Valley's favor on that area.
The ball comes over the left wing and it'll come to Jones. Jones gets the ball in the backcourt. It'll go to Worthingham and she'll set it up. Top of the key now. Setting up the basketball. New gal in the lineup. Garrett's hit. And that's kind of a certain person that comes off that bench pretty readily. We're going to have the basketball back out straight away. And now what's the call? Push. Finally a push on the Vikings. And there was a lot of contact there.
It's going to go on. They get Buzzard on that or Betty? They got Daylen on that. Or no, sorry, Savannah.
So Miller gets that personal foul. Fairfield will have to bring it in under the bucket.
Very dangerous underneath the basket on these inbound plays, Rita.
Long range pass. Comes back to the outside to Garrett. Garrett over to the left wing. Bound out of bounds. Who got it? Yep, back to Valley. Gonzalez was in on that play, too.
Credit the defense. They are sustaining. Coach Hartman wants a full timeout. This sets up well for Valley. It's still 8-4. That was our first quarter score with 5:22 left to go in the first half.
Did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope. Missed it. My screen froze and then game over.
You got to get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speed with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with AutoPay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Right, it's really hard to tell you what we make of this game. It's been defense. We know that. 12 combined points with 5:22 left to go in the first half. The Vikings do have the basketball, but they've got to find some consistency around the basket, or this could get away from them.
Very quickly. Bounce pass goes to the right side to Miller. Miller back once again to Gonzalez. Gonzalez to Miller. Miller fires one up for a three. That's good. She's been the one.
Back within one.
So now it's an 8-7 count. 1 point to her field lead. They're holding the backcourt quickly. They'll see if they can get something going. They bring it back out once again to Herbert. Herbert has had a really good first half. She's been the one offensively. Bring it over the left wing.
Great job
right now by Gonzalez. She pickpocketed and scored. And now the Vikings take the lead 9-8.
Defensive communication by Valley. Miller had the ball handler. She switches with Gonzalez. Miller runs to the left. Ball handler didn't know Gabby was coming from her right hand. Picks her pocket, scores it.
So we're back to the action once again with Fairfield. They have the ball down to the left wing. Looking for a little action. Oh, that had to be a personal foul, surely. They let that go, and the shot was taken by Herbert, and the ball was taken by Gonzalez. Gonzalez brings it up over the 10-second line, takes it all the way down, knocked out of bounds off of Herbert, so Tippecanoe Valley will bring it in under their own basket.
Looked like an offensive foul.
It was definitely one. When you lean over and lower your shoulder, that's pretty much one. They let that one go, but no harm, no foul, I guess, because Tippecanoe Valley ends up with the ball.
Great minutes for Betty. All of a sudden, the Vikings have the lead. We were just talking a minute ago about, you know, in a dangerous situation, but they've got a one-point lead.
How quickly it can change. The basketball now is taken away. It'll be a steal. Bringing the ball down, turning it around is Jones. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. She put it back up and in. That was a good finish for Jones. She was there. She didn't do a very good job of getting the first one up, but boy, she trailed it, and it is now a 10-9 count.
That's a mismatch for Valley.
That one definitely is. The ball comes back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez to the basketball, top of the key. She'll hold it up to the right side, deep in the right corner now. Goes inside, turnaround jumper, no good by Woodruff. And the rebound comes off quickly. It will come right in the hands of Garrett.
She got hit on the arm there, Rita.
The ball in the backcourt, top of the key. Again, we'll hold up the outer perimeter. It'll be picked up by Herbert. Herbert makes the cut. Found a little bit of an opening for a while. She couldn't get that to go, but we're going to have a personal foul. Is that on Buzzard?
Yep, it is, and it's two shots for Ava Herbert.
Shepherd's having a problem of some kind.
Yeah, you're going to get Shepherd, I think, in for her for that reason. She's been dealing with some sort of left leg calf issue. It's been just kind of ailing her over the last five games.
So Herbert will go to the line. First one's on the way, and it's no good. Thought there for a while it might bounce back in, but it didn't. Buzzard's going to come out, and Shepherd's going to come in. Wise is back into the line, too, and Stuckey comes out.
Font comes back into the game for Fairfield. So you've got the five Fairfield starters in the game, four of the five for Valley, with the exception of Shepherd.
She missed both of them. Jones got the rebound. What a big rebound that was. The ball goes down underneath. Yep, that's two. Good play that time by Park. They got the opportunity to get it down to Park, and she was waiting for it. Put it up and in. It's now 12-9. The three-point advantage now for Fairfield. Woodruff has the ball. Woodruff looks for a little bit of help. Comes back out once again top of the key. It will be Gonzalez. Over to the left wing. Shot's going to be up by Wise. Short. She got her own rebound. Knocked out of her hands. Tippecanoe Valley holds on, though. And Gonzalez will have it. Over to the left wing. Top of the key. Back straight away. So the reload of the offense down by three. The ball comes over to the right side to Miller. Miller back once again to the outside to Gonzalez for a long three, and that's good.
She doesn't take too many from that range unless she thinks they're going through.
Wow, that was really good. That was a long one. 12-12 is the count right now. We're all tied up. So Fairfield will have the ball. They'll hold it up in the backcourt and see what they can do now on the outside. It'll be picked up by Herbert. She takes it all the way down the bucket, and this time she gets an offensive foul.
I don't know, Rita. I didn't get a great look at it. Coach Hartman's upset, and he's got a pretty good case. It felt like a very uncontrolled drive to the basket to me. That's the second on Herbert, so that's a decent foul there, and I think she's going to have to come out of the game.
She'll have to.
Garrett's going to more than likely check in for her. Yes, she will.
She has been such a big point in this game for Fairfield. She's done it all. Now, Tippecanoe Valley has an opportunity to see what they can do here. 12-12, we're all tied up. 2:30 left to go in the first half of play. The Vikings will have the ball and bring it up over the line. Gonzalez, bounce pass, left wing, back out straight away. Top of the key again. Gonzalez missed this one. It's going to go wide and go to the outside to Shepherd. She lost it off her foot and out of bounds. That turns it back to Fairfield. So Buzzard's going to come back to the lineup. Shepherd will come out.
How does the offense change with Herbert out of the game? What does Valley do defensively with her there, without her, and who can step up for Fairfield?
That's a lot of pressure right now. With the score tied at 12 and 2 minutes to go in the first half, a very low-scoring affair. Both teams have really played great defense, but neither one of them have really could say that they have the offensive thrust in tow. Okay, we'll see what happens now as the left wing comes deep left. And take it away. Wise with a steal. She picked the pocket that time. We'll go over to the right side. Wise for a three. No, it won't go. Woodruff back up. Yes! Woodruff picks up the garbage and lays it away. It's now 14-12.
And that's what's unique about some of those quick transition threes. A lot of times your offense is able to get underneath the basket before the defense can even get back, and you get a second chance points like that.
Ball goes over the right wing. Now we'll pick up Park. She's in the corner. Can't get out of there.
I love watching Savannah Miller play.
Yeah, I
she's
do too.
She's just a competitor.
I do. And she's anything she does.
She's not, basketball's not her top sport. But watching her to respond to the instruction from Coach Parker and the way she's come in and played defense in this game and last night, it's really awesome to see from a sophomore.
Luckily, she's part of the Parker family, and she had to play ball. That's, the ball comes underneath. It's going to be tied up right away. And the ultimate possession arrow will go to Fairfield.
That's what it comes down to, Rita. She's a Parker, and she had played basketball,
that's
I think,
right,
sparingly through middle school.
She
wasn't
did.
Really confident in it heading into high school. And she ended up playing last year some great minutes on freshman and on the varsity JV team. And she's finding herself starting the lineup.
Just a big, big, big offensive thrust anytime she's out there. We'll get the ball over the outside. It's going to be taken away. Guns. Bounces over the right side. Is up and in. Was that Wise? Okay.
She's on the
board. Couldn't see through the official right there to see who it was. But right now with 16-12, Valley.
Largest lead for the Vikings.
All in the backcourt now as we set up the pass. The ball's going to be kicked. We're trying to go to the right side this time and try to set some up with thought.
I like
and coming back in the lineup will be Herbert carrying two personals.
Just like that from Coach Hartman Arena. That's a smart play. You're on offense. That tells me that they're more inclined, if they can't get a look right away, to maybe try to wind down the final 104 of the half.
Okay, we'll see what they can do. We'll bring it over the left wing as high pass as you can get. It was bobbled a little bit, but she picked it back up, and that was Herbert to save that play. We're going to have a double-team situation. We're going to finally have a personal foul on the Vikings.
That's on Gonzalez. That'll be her first team's fourth. Now, you do not want, if you're Tippecanoe Valley, to send them to the free throw line in a situation because you're in the bonus. You've got no more fouls to give.
Her first team's fourth.
So we're going to bring the ball in off the hands once again of Herbert. She'll boot it long. Comes back out to the outside, picking up Birmingham, and will set it up. Looking for a little bit of help. She bounces over to the right side. It's going to be kicked by Gonzalez.
Herbert's got to come get that. Got to come help out Worthman right there.
So Herbert will bring the ball in now. 16-12, Tippecanoe Valley. Fairfield has the ball with 45 seconds left to go in the first half. Ball goes deep left, over to the left-hand side. They'll bring it back out once again.
Good spacing.
Birmingham has it.
Good spacing by Fairfield, but really it's the defense's ability to recover for Tippecanoe Valley when they've got that open corner shot.
Bad pass that time. Looked like it was going to be on, but no zigging and zagging on that event. And that turns it over once again to the...
Herbert has to come out now for the final 36.2, potentially, if Valley stays on the offensive attack because she can't pick up that third personal.
You can be sure that Valley's going to probably go for the last one with this one. 16-12 the count. We're right down to the wire now at the end of the first half, down to 25 seconds to go. Tippecanoe Valley with the ball. Buzzard takes it all the way to the hole. She felt that coming, and she took it. And now it's 18-12. They let her have it.
And that gets her going. That gets her on the scoreboard and gets her moving.
Bringing the ball over the right side on a bounce pass over to the left wing. Picked up by Jones. A cross-court pass. Goes over to the right side. Looking for an open. Nothing open there. Now Jones comes back out straight away. She's on the high post. She's going to just throw the ball up there at the end of the first half. And that ends the first half of play. 18-12. Your final score after two quarters of play. This is a great one. We're looking forward to the second half very, very much. Tippecanoe Valley leading it. We're going to take a break and we'll come back and check scores and all the procedure of the numbers for these two teams. We'll be right back after this on WRSW.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are three styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
Teamwork is what Insurance One Services is all about. Working together with you, the client, to ensure you have the best coverage for the best price for all of your insurance needs, from home and auto to business insurance, as well as life and Medicare supplements. Located in Akron, Indiana, in all Crossroads Bank locations, contact Craig Durkis or Todd Helvey at 574-893-4399. That's 893-4399. Or visit their website at InsuranceOneServices.com and their Facebook page at Insurance One Services.
Escape the cold and make your warm weather dreams a reality by purchasing a Splendor boat or pontoon at this year's Fort Wayne Boat Show. The show is from Thursday, February 5th through Sunday, February 8th. Thursday and Friday hours, 3 until 8 p.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And Sunday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. All available models will be on display, or check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. And stay tuned for Splendor Boats' own indoor show and sale coming up in March at their Silver Lake location. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome you into the Beacon Point Advisors Halftime Show. Valley holding an 18-12 lead, a low-scoring contest with Fairfield and Rita. Even a low-scoring contest, it was a really good quarter for Valley because they only scored 4 points in the first quarter. So they actually scored 14 points, which would, per quarter, that's about their average this season. So it's a pretty good quarter. They hold Fairfield to 4 points. And once again, our score 18-12. Scoring, Gabby Gonzalez with 5 tonight for Tippecanoe Valley. She had a big-time 3-point shot roll through to get Valley some momentum in that quarter. 2 for Hadley Wise. 2 for Izzy Woodruff. Savannah Miller with a pair of 3-point makes. She has her season-long average of 6 points, but she's an above 30% three-point shooter, and she made some big ones tonight. Daylen Buzzard had a great basket, I think, to maybe get the ice broken for her and get her confidence rolling on the offensive end tonight there right before the buzzer. Also a free throw for Daylen. That's just the one and only free throw, so it is $2 so far into the Casey Riley Kids Fund, courtesy of our friends at Beacon Point Advisors. For Fairfield, the scoring got started thanks to Ava Herbert. She banked home 2 threes right on the money. For 6 points, Madison Jones with 2 points, and Paige Park with 2 points of her own. Fairfield is 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Valley is 1-for-2 at the free throw line. So far, the charity stripe not a factor in this game. But the defense is. 8 turnovers for Valley, 13 for Fairfield, including 8 in the second quarter. Valley also out-rebounding Fairfield right now, 12-9. There were 5 for each team as far as turnovers were concerned in the first quarter, and Valley able to turn Fairfield over to the tune of 8 times in the second quarter. First quarter score was 8-4. Second quarter score and our halftime score 8-12. Now we've got some scores for you across the land of championship basketball tonight in girls basketball. Valpo looks like they're going to win a sectional championship as they defeat Maryville, or about to defeat Maryville. They're up 54-12. Here's a good one, Rita. Up in Goshen, we knew this rematch could be interesting. The scoring is on a higher pace than it was in the previous meeting, but between Northridge and Warsaw, it's 33-28. Warsaw did lead 18-14 after the first quarter. Pioneer leads West Central 14-12 in the third quarter. That's a great game there at North White. First sectional championship, North Miami all over Southwood. That was supposed to be, I think, a little bit of a closer game than people had imagined. I think John Harrell actually had that with about a 2-point difference. And North Miami putting it to Southwood, up 16 heading into the final frame. Whitco all over Bishop Luers, 39-16. The Wildcats trying to make a run like they did last year, getting to the semi-state quarterfinal, or I should say semifinal round. We do have a final already. Bremen defeating Winnemac tonight, 58-39. So the Lady Lions have now 3 straight sectional championships as they repeat there in the LaVille sectional. Central Noble over Eastside. That's a bit of a surpriser as well on the girls' side. Eastside, they were a team that made the semi-state championship. Rita, we called that game last year down at Logansport and thought they'd maybe be back. Maybe making a way to the sectional championship, through the sectional championship. Long game to go, still 8 minutes left to go in that one, and they're up down by 5. My apologies there. Alexandria Monroe over Wapahani, 43-12. We saw Alexandria Monroe last year as well. Oak Hill up 21-13 over Rochester. And Kankakee Valley versus Hanover Central. It's 15-11 Kankakee Valley with 4:28 left to go in the first half. And Erica has wonderfully put everybody bracketed
yes.
to the game in which they're going to play next. So that would be the opponent for either Fairfield or Tippecanoe Valley. Should either of them win tonight, they would play the winner of Kankakee Valley and Hanover Central in sectional 18. Our score here once again, 18-12 Valley. Culver Academy defeated South Bend St. Joe. I believe that was also an unpredicted upset. Not by much, but that's an upset. That's an
sure
upset.
Is.
Valley beating Culver Academy this season.
I know.
At Culver Academy. That was a good win for the Vikings early in the year to get that momentum rolling. 57-50, the final in that one over South Bend St. Joe. The winner will play versus Highland or Griffith. And in 3A, Western and Mechanicwah. Mechanicwah, a 28-20 halftime lead. They are the favorite in that game, so that's holding true. We saw Coach Davis and his girls here this season. Tippecanoe Valley beat them at Tippecanoe Valley, but they were sectional champs last year, made it through the regional, and looks like Mechanicwah's got a good shot at going that direction again. Colton Siss advances to semi-state in wrestling. Saw that news today. Also, Tippecanoe Valley had 8 swimmers advance to the sectional finals. So great to see that from a good program. What do you got, Rita?
I just said about time to take a break. We're 2 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotek, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure, no gimmicks, just honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekpnh.com. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Back to the third quarter, just underway right now. Timothy Valley will have the ball to start the third period. They go back to Wise, high on the outside. Now Gonzalez. Gonzalez to the basketball, works over to the left wing. Now Miller, and will rotate it around the perimeter. Waiting for something to happen. The zigging and zagging is going on the inside. So far, nobody open for that, so Valley's going to use some patience here just to see if they can get an inside play. May not be able to. It's been tough.
Fairfield staying in that patented 2-3 zone. They're very comfortable with that base defense.
So we'll see now what Miller's going to do. She holds it up. Valley, no rush. This could end up to be a very low-scoring game. It's very possible. Game.
You're on projection to see 36-24 be the final. So
right.
That's through one half of play. I'm right there with you.
Ball goes deep in the left corner. Now to Miller. Back out straight away to the outside. Gonzalez back to Miller. Miller with the ball. Back to Gonzalez. Gonzalez top of the key. Looks for the action over the right side. Woodruff is making some moves but not able to get really free in a good spot. She's in the corner, and we got a timeout call. So Rebecca Parker calls a timeout. We'll take one of our own right here on WRSW.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe New Valley basketball this season.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Twelve to 18 the score. Valley on top. And timeout taken by Valley. Nearly get caught in the corner. Fairfield's defense proven strong this first minute,
yes.
30 seconds.
Have to make a stand in that area for sure. The basketball comes back out once again to the outside over the left wing. Picked up now deep left corner, top of the key. It'll be Gonzalez over to the right side. Miller has the ball. Miller back once again to Wise, and Wise now flips it over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball. Content to play the perimeter until something wakes up underneath. And so far, that's not been a very good thing to try.
Just discipline perimeter passing against the zone to do what you just said, Rita. Open things up.
Woodruff in the lane. A little short shot. Didn't go. And the rebound's going to be cleared out by Fairfield. So the Falcons will have it. They'll bring it up over the line, and it will be Herbert. Herbert with the basketball holds it up. Carrying two personal fouls from the first half of play. We'll bring it over to the right side, deep in the right corner, looking for help now. They'll look to the deep right corner and try to get the lane, and they do, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Vikings.
A little save with the kick for Gabby Gonzalez that disallows a three-point open look, so that's why that's important.
Inside it goes to Jones. She'll fire one up. It's no good, but they're going to have a personal foul on the play.
Run that a lot. It's harder to defend.
Yep. She's tall enough and she's strong enough to get that done.
Daylin's second.
Number 34, Daylin Buzzard, her second, team's first.
Free throw line can open things up for both teams. Neither team has really taken advantage of that yet tonight.
Shots on the way, and it's good. You don't put over 1,000 points on the board as a junior not hitting free throws.
No, not at all.
You'd be pretty sure she's going to be very accurate. Second one up, good again. just like it's supposed to be. 18-14 now, Tippecanoe New Valley with a four-point lead, and Fairfield draws first blood in the second half. We'll bring it up over the line and set up the action. Gonzalez.
Herbert could have picked up her third right there, Rita, if you saw that little grab.
I know. I thought about that, too.
Very dangerous for her. She's got to be careful, because that's clear view of the officials.
She needs to be on the floor for Fairfield. Basketball over to the left wing now as we set it up. Deep in the left corner, back straight away. Top of the key, Gonzalez. Gonzalez takes it all the way down the inside. It's going to be taken away and not taken back. Boy, that was a lot of work for Woodruff, but she throws it away, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. It's kicked, that takes it right back to Fairfield. A couple of plays that weren't exactly what you call magic for Valley.
Yeah.
For the last two possessions.
They're trying to go inside, and Fairfield's not allowing that to happen. They're deflecting basketballs, getting the kick out. Guy's got to come a little bit more sound on the inside.
So we're going to bring it up over the 10-second line, quickly over to the left wing. Picking it up on the left wing to Falk. Back over to the left side it goes. Nice pass over to the right side to Jones. She's all befuddled by a lot of green jerseys as it goes out of bounds, but it goes back to Fairfield.
It's going to be defense tonight. That's what's going to
happen. That's the name of the game.
We're at this point. It's 18-14, 5-13. It's been proven. This is going to be a defensive battle tonight.
Ball goes inside now. Out. It's going to be out the outside. Trying to get a little bit of room is Herbert. We'll bring it over to the left wing. Picked up in the left corner and out of park. Back across court. Herbert with the basketball. Makes the cut. Going to take the shot herself and got it. She hesitated for a moment and said, why not? Well, why not? Made 2 points.
Big time basket. 4-0 run to start the quarter for Fairfield. That's exactly what they needed. They're within
18-16 right now. Tippecanoe Valley by 2 points. They have possession of the ball the last two times down. Not very effective. Let's see what they can do now. It'll be picked up by Gonzalez. Across court down low. Good job, but Buzzard missed it wide. They got it exactly where they wanted to go, but she missed it wide, and now it goes back once again to Fairfield. The Falcons with the basketball. A three is on the way by Herbert. It's short, but the rebound comes off right away, and it goes to Jones. Across court, left wing, she'll have the ball. On the outside, one more three coming up. That's short. Same way, and it was the same shot by Herbert.
She got to close out on her, though. She's dangerous every time, and Valley lost her twice on that possession.
Yep, exactly. So the Vikings hit the ball back on the possession. They'll hold it up in the right wing. It'll be picked up top of the key. Across court, Wise takes time on the three. Short, about the same way it was on the other end. They get the ball back, though. Gonzalez, short on the right side. Picked up by Miller. Miller with a rebound. She's in the corner trying to get out of there. And finally, we got a timeout called again. So Tippecanoe Valley calls the time, trying to avoid a problem.
I think they just kicked it off, Reed. I think maybe saved the timeout.
Well, maybe that was it.
Now you can't move if you're Hadley Wise. You've got to inbound.
Okay.
Valley starting that this third quarter just like they started the first quarter. They got no points. It's 3:46 left to go.
Yeah, Rebecca was down there. I thought they called the time. Oh, boy, that pass could have been picked off by Jones. She was about an inch away from grabbing that pass. But Gonzalez has it. Ball to the left wing now to Miller. She'll fire it up. Good. Got it. Well, that's just about as pure a shot as you could take.
Third three of the night for Savannah, and none of them have touched the rim.
21-16. Basketball in the hands now of the team that tries to get it back. And that'll be Fairfield. Fairfield with the basketball on top of the key. Will hold it up with a nice give and go up the inside. Blocked by Betty Shepherd. And we're down the other end and good by Hadley Wise. That was a breakout play right there.
Just like the first quarter, rather the second quarter, when Valley needed that slump breaker, it was Savannah Miller who got the three-point shot. And then it was Gabby Gonzalez with the defensive play to turn it into that instant offense.
So we turn it back once again with a full timeout for Fairfield. The Fairfield Falcons find themselves now down by 7. It's 23-16 Valley with 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back.
When you wipe out, you need to know Huffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Huffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all body work. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop has over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Huffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Great play once again, right off the timeout call. Great play by Fairfield to get the ball inside, and just that was perfect.
She's been the steadier to, like, all section along. When they've had an issue, maybe there's been momentum go one way or the other, she's come in and been able to get a basket and really get Fairfield back on track. That's a big one.
Did a great job. That happened very, very quickly. Now it is 23-18. The basketball in the backcourt. We're going to go across court this time to Miller. Top of the key, it comes Wise. Wise with the ball over to the left wing, Gonzalez. Gonzalez to the basketball, looks straight away. A high arcing pass goes to Miller. Back up top of the key once again to Wise. Wise over to Gonzalez. I thought she was going to Duke, went up there but changed her mind. Shots up, no. It won't go for Daylen Buzzard. And the rebound's cleared off this time and the outside by Herbert. So Herbert will set it up. 2 minutes left to go in the third. 23-18 Valley. Basketball on the right side now, and the bounce pass goes inside, looking for a little bit of help. That's taken away by Wise. Took it right out of her hands. She'll bring it all the way down. It's going to be a personal foul call.
Good foul by Fairfield.
Yes.
Cannot let an easy two go through like
nope.
That. Better defensive play by Hadley. So five, Delaney Garrett, which is good because Herbert was in the vicinity, but it was definitely not on her.
Big opportunity for Wise here.
Mm-hmm.
One up. Been one down.
This game is going to be inches, Rita.
I think you're right.
It's going to come down to things like that free throw line.
So one more now for Hadley. Wise with one more up. Been down. Didn't even hardly tickle the twine on that one. It's now 25-18. A 7-point lead for the Vikings.
Back to the largest lead of the game for Valley at 7.
Fairfield has the ball. They'll bring it over to the left wing, top of the key. Holding it up in the outside now with a pass that's looking to go to the right wing. It'll be picked up high-low now. Looking for somebody low, and they've got Jones if they can get it to her. Top of the key shot for three is going to be nailed, and that hit the square real high and went through the hole for Garrett.
She's their best three-point shooter.
Boy, she uses that square there, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
25-21 Vikings.
I don't know if that's the shot she's necessarily practicing in practice when she shoots those threes. But, hey, that all counts. It made shot counts in the percentage the same as one that doesn't bank through.
Wise tries one at the other end. It won't go. And the rebound comes off right away. It'll come right away for Herbert. Herbert now will bring it up over the 10-second line for Fairfield. Over to the left wing, back out straight away. Looking for a cross-court pass, and they get it to Jones. Jones goes inside. Now we're going to have the ball shoveled down. It's going to be loosened out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Gonzalez.
It's a big possession for Fairfield. They currently got the possession arrow, so you can go 2-for-1 here.
54 seconds left to go in the third. The inbound comes to Jones. She missed it, and the ball is going to be in the outside. Was she fouled, or was that just a block shot?
I think initially body, and then the play came through. It was a block shot.
So Gonzalez will have the ball.
If there would have been a foul, it would have been the one on the floor, not the one on the shot, in my opinion.
Jones picks her up. Jones picks her up in the backcourt now. Bringing them out to the outside of the perimeter, holding Valley out. The ball comes inside the buzzer. Bounce past to Shepherd. Goes up, won't go, so it turns out to be Valley's ball.
Be aggressive here if you're Fairfield. You've got fouls to give in this situation. You certainly do not want a basket for Valley in general, but right here would be a really big one for the Vikings.
Quick pass out to the outside. Miller for three. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. Goes where?
Back to Valley.
Jones went with Gonzalez, and Jones evidently touched it last.
Vikings not afraid to take those open looks.
Nope, they have to. They know they can. They have to keep going with it. Miller now with the ball. Backcourt it comes. Back out straight away to the outside to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball.
15 ticks left, 3 and a quarter.
Gonzalez will just hold it up and bring it around. Holds it up in the backcourt once again and loops over the left wing. It'll be held into the inside to Wise. Oh, that was knocked around 2 or 3 times. Fairfield ends up with it. They bring it down. They're not going to get a shot off, or do they? They do, but it's no good. So at the end of 3 quarters of play, it's Tippecanoe Valley 25 and Fairfield 21. We'll be back with the fourth stanza after this on WRSW.
did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope. Missed it. My screen froze and then game over.
You gotta get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speed with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with AutoPay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectacle Shop. I'm proud to say that our office boasts the only full-surfacing optical lab in the region. What does that mean? It means we make glasses on site. That means you get your glasses, safety glasses, or sunglasses quick. In a pinch and need something fast? We can get you seeing again the same day. Whether you've broken your glasses or just need an updated prescription or style, we can help. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Our final quarter of play. Someone's going to be a sectional championship after 8 minutes, or who knows, maybe we'll have some overtime the way this game has gone. Valley, a four-point lead. Fairfield will start the quarter with the first possession. Defense has been the name of the game, so if that's your favorite part about basketball, stay with us and keep this one on.
25-21, Tippecanoe Valley with the lead and Fairfield with the ball. They get caught in the corner. The basketball is going to come to the floor, and Fairfield's coach is dying a thousand lives right now. He just looks and grabs a hold of his... Come on. It's tough. It's been a tough defensive play for every one of the kids, not just for Fairfield, but for Valley as well.
And they're not stranded when they get caught in that corner, but I think he's upset with the lack of movement around the player. In that case, Ava Herbert, she's stuck. You need to come in with some help, and nobody really moving around her for Fairfield to help her get that basketball out of there.
So a pass that goes right to Miller, back once again to Wise, over to the left wing. Gonzalez dukes one up, short, rebound back down low, going to be a held ball.
We're setting the record
tonight. Betty got the ball.
Officially for the most jump balls in sectional championship.
You may be right.
I mean, we've got to be over double figures at this point. Got to be over double figures. But, hey, it's good basketball. Everybody's on the floor fighting hard.
So Jones will bring it up over the line. Jones has the basket all over the left wing, back out top of the key. They hold it up. Looking for action over to the right wing, comes right away. They come to Herbert. Herbert with the ball, holds it up, double team. Ball's going to be loose. Basketball's still going to be loose. Buzzer ends up with it. We're going to have a personal foul on the play. That was just hard fought all the way down the line.
And I don't even think the foul was really in that sequence for Buzzer. I think the foul may have been on Herbert going after Hadley Wise. It's just, whistles have been just a step. It's been officiated well, but just a step behind the game.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's how I would say it. The calls are right, just a step behind.
So the Vikings hit the ball back. A great defensive effort there again. Hold it up in the backcourt. Now to Miller. Miller with the basketball holds it up. It's going to go off the foot of Fairfield. That'll turn it back to Valley.
Love a basket here for Valley. Just get that zero out of this quarter. Get that lead. It's a two-possession game still, but really expand it.
Ball comes over the 10-second line now, and we'll set it up. Over to the left wing. Picked up right away. Gonzalez now with the ball top of the key. Gonzalez with a right wing pass goes to Miller. Miller now with the basketball back once again to the outside. Dalen Buzzard. Dalen brings it back once again and holds it up to the right wing. And that corner has been deadly for Valley. They get it out of there.
Great job by Miller getting it to Gonzalez.
Yep, that worked. Miller going to find a little bit of opening. The shot's up no good. Rebound fought for. The basketball goes out of bounds. It will go back to Valley.
Charmin's killing me. He's clapping his hands. Crab bit. Slow motion.
He's really, the coach from Fairfield is getting to be more animated than we've seen him all week. And he's really frustrated.
He's frustrated, and I get it, but it's pretty fun watching him coach. It really is.
Ball on the outside. Back once again, top of the key to Miller. Once again, the coach to the outer perimeter. So Valley will just kind of hold it up to try to look for something good. An attempt to steal that time didn't work. And Wise puts it up. No good. Valley didn't hit anything in that last exchange. And I think that's going to be a personal foul. And that will be on Gabby Gonzalez.
No one scored yet in the quarter. Two minutes gone. 6 minutes now.
It's a worry. We'll bring it up over the line now as we set up the ball. It'll be Herbert. Herbert with the basketball for Fairfield. Brings it over top of the key. High on the outside. Now they go inside, turning around baseline. Can't get it to go. Looking for a little bit of help. Looking for more help. Now they get it back out straight away. And the shot's up. Rims in and out for Garrett. Another one in and out. You think there's a lid on both buckets right now. Gonzalez sends up with the basketball. Herbert trails her. Gonzalez fires it up. No, she can't hit it either. And it goes out of bounds. Which way does it go? Right back to Fairfield.
You need to win a sectional championship. You need a little luck. You need those bounces every now and then through. And really right now.
No. Both teams have had good shots in the last two exchanges. We'll bring it up over the line and set up Jones. Jones with the ball, top of the key. Herbert, back to Jones. Jones pops up a three. That looks good. It is. That opened it up now for Fairfield. 25-24, Valley by one.
I just can't go cold here.
Set up Gonzalez. Brings the crowd up for the Fairfield Falcons. You can hear it in the background. We'll hold it up in the background now as Gonzalez puts it on her hip. Jones comes out in front of it. We'll bring it over to the right side to Wise. Back once again to Gonzalez. Over to the left wing now. Buzzard fires one up. No, wouldn't go. Rebound, though, comes off for Wise, and a personal foul is going to be called. That personal will be called on Garrett.
Coach Parker says, that's my luck. There's a foul called, but the timeout was first, so the foul is off the board.
Okay.
We'll take a 30-second break.
We'll take it.
Get right back out. Valley up by one, 25-24.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space on the George Craig farm in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
25-21. Vikings just used, I believe, their third timeout. They've got two fulls remaining unofficially, and they will inbound the basketball in their offensive half. Nope, it's 3-3. There we go. Just got the official. Good job by the officiating crew, making sure they're ready to go.
Okay, let's get her going here. Tippecanoe Valley has the ball. They get Gonzalez back out once again to Wise. Over to the right side to Gonzalez. It's a one-point lead for Valley now. They'll hold it up on the left wing and they go to Miller. Miller with the basketball straight across. Goes to the outside. Gonzalez, top of the key. Holding it up on the left wing now, looking to Miller. Miller with the basketball. They've got to get a good shot off here. A quick pass over to the right side to Wise. Wise with the ball. Back once again to the outside. Gonzalez over to Wise. Wise brings the ball top of the key back to Gonzalez. 25-24, Valley by one, and the Vikings have possession. Ball to the outside, right wing, double team situation with everybody that picks up the ball.
It's just discipline zone defense for Fairfield.
So the basketball goes to the right side. It'll be Wise back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez rolls it around to the left wing. It'll be picked up by Miller. Back once again to Gonzalez. Top of the key. It comes to Wise. Now they go inside to Buzzard. She has no room. Gonzalez is out. Fifth of a loss. She's going to try one. But she didn't do that because two of the great defenders here for Fairfield picked that up. Goes out of bounds. It'll be off from Fairfield. That'll turn it back to Valley.
Just need a basket. Valley yet to score in the quarter. This is where they've gotten nearly every single quarter identically, about that 350 mark, and they've been able to get the offense through.
Long pass to the outside. Wise for three. No. You can see that was just a little bit to the left. A fight for the ball. The ball's going to hit the deck, and we have what?
Jump ball to Valley.
Okay.
Coach Hartman running in late.
But getting the breaks when they need them. They need to score.
Yep. Need to score. You got to take advantage of those breaks.
So Gonzalez will bring it in. And Wise was alone. Oh, Galen Buzzard just threw in a wheel of prayer. Did that look like that was going to do anything?
The contact is what got that to go through, Rita.
Oh, my gosh. It just skinnied up over the rim. It's now 27-24, Tippecanoe Valley. Basketball across court. Over to the right wing to Garrett. Deep in the right corner now. Trying to get out of that corner, they do. They get out, and Hadley Wise is going to commit a personal foul.
It's her third. It's all right. No arm, no foul. This is where Valley's been able to get that basket on this end, turn it over, and distance themselves.
So we're going to set up the basketball again on the inbound play. It'll be Park to bring it in. She gets in the right side. It'll be picked up by Herbert. Herbert in the basketball back out to the outside. Garrett for three. Bounds no good. Rebound, Gonzalez. Little ball on the floor, ended up with it. It's going to be Gonzalez with the basketball. She'll bring it up over the 10-second line and hold it up on the perimeter. Back over top of the key. So Tippecanoe Valley has time to kill here, but Miller will try one. No, it's no good. Rebound fought for. They'll try to save it. Tippecanoe Valley does save it. Woodruff has the ball. And what do we have here? Another timeout call.
That's right.
I'll tell you, 27-24. That's your count right now. And we're going to be back after this on WRSW. Nifton of Mentone has been covering almost anything with quality steel siding, windows, and doors, and more. Cherry Seeker started in a small pole building on Road 600 in Mentone. Things have changed a lot in 50 years. Joe Sechrist now owns the business. The same quality steel siding and roofing is still there, and the added features like bending all of the soffit and trim to assure a professional job and more exist. You can rely on Nifton of Mentone. Visit their Facebook page and website for new products.
Nifton of Mentone.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to GagnonMotors.net.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Back once again with 2:49 left to go in the contest. 27-24 Valley and Vikings out of the ball. It's been a struggle. Let's put it that way. We'll bring it over to the right side. It'll be picked up by Gonzalez. Gonzalez back once again to Wise. And she's going to be fouled. And that's a personal foul on Herbert.
That's her third. It's been Hadley and Herbert trading their fouls.
Personal foul number three, Ava Herbert. Her third, team second.
No harm, no foul, really, in that situation.
No.
It's not a bonus situation for Valley yet. Herbert gets to keep that, stay in the game.
We'll bring the ball out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez will have it. Goes inside to Daylen Buzzard. Over to the left wing now. They'll bring it back out to the perimeter. Bounce pass inside, outside. The inside-outside game is alive and well, but Tippecanoe Valley gets no shot off. It will be picked up by Wise. Wise with the basketball, looks for the action, goes inside to Shepherd. She'll hold on to the ball on the baseline, barely. She goes in between two players, trying to get out of there. That has to be something.
Now we've got a
tie-up. Ball.
My goodness.
Wow, what all do you have to do to get a personal foul?
I don't know, Rita. Somebody had to. Like, it was, when Benny gets in the inside, though, it is slow motion.
It is. That last couple of licks, that was not good. 27-24 the count. 3-point lead right now for the Vikings. And Fairfield has the ball. They'll bring it over to the right side. The ball's going to go out of bounds, knocked out by Miller.
2:03 left to go.
I know, time is of the essence. But it could be a lifetime for Tippecanoe Valley. They can't hit shots. But then Fairfield hasn't exactly singed it either. Long shot is up. That's going to be a personal foul on a three. And going for that one will be Herbert.
That'll be three free throws for Ava Herbert. Chance to tie the game at the line as a senior. 9 points for her in this game. Nope, check that. 6 points for her. Oh my goodness, I'm off. All kinds of 8 points. Let me get that right.
She's the one you'd want up there. She gets the first one.
It's pretty solid, too, at the free throw line.
Yes.
Fairfield, you got to feel good. Chance one to tie more. This up. Two more, Rita.
On the way. Yeah, two more. Yes, that's good.
Three-point shot.
So now we're 27-26 with 2:02 left. One more would tie it up. Shot up. Got it. Perfect.
That's a senior.
Three for three. Now that's leadership right there. Yep. 27-27. We're all tied up with 1:58 left to go in the action. The ball over to the right side. Deep in the right corner. High in the outer perimeter it comes. We'll hold it up now to Gonzalez. Tied up with 1:49 left. Gonzalez with the ball. Looks over to the right side to Wise. Hadley with the basketball. Brings it back up top of the key. Miller over to the left wing now. set up left wing, top of the key. It goes to Wise. Wise with the ball over to the right side to Miller. Miller with the basketball comes back out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the ball.
How patient does Valley want to be, and how patient will Fairfield let them be?
Well, you know, overtime isn't horrible, and that could be what it'll be. We don't know that yet. Typically, Valley can't do anything that'll be a race statement, like taking a chance on anything. And right now, we're down to a minute 12.
They're not starting the five count.
Quick pass over the left wing. Picking up the outside now. Gonzalez with the basketball. Holds it up to the outside. Quick pass to the left wing. It'll be picked up by Wise. Back to Gonzalez. Top of the key. Holding up in the backcourt. Baseline. Back out once again to Gonzalez.
When does Coach Parker use a timeout if she'd like to use a timeout?
27-27. We're tied. 45 seconds left to go in regulation. Quick pass over to Wise. Wise back once again to Gonzalez. Gonzalez holds it up in the backcourt. Ball comes inside to Buzzard. Buzzard holds it up. Tries a shot. Can't. Betty tries it up and can't. She'll go to the line. Of all the things that could ever happen in the end, you bring out Betty Ball and she'll step up to the free throw line.
Betty's a 40% free throw shooter this season.
But she held on to the ball.
She did. Possession arrow does favor Valley if we get some chaos after a make or a miss.
It's on the way, and it's good.
Betty Ball.
Got timeout called now by Fairfield. 28-27, 1-point Valley lead. Betty will back at the line when we come back after this 30-second break.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy. Plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch stick or 1-inch stick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome back to Tippecanoe Valley High School. Betty Shepherd will be back at the line after making her first. 28-27, Valley the lead, second on the way with 30 ticks left to go.
Up and no good. And the rebound's going to be cleared out right away for Fairfield. That'll be Garrett with the rebound. We'll bring it up over the line now with Herbert. Herbert with the ball. Brings it up over the line deliberately. She'll hold it up in the backcourt over the right side. It'll be Wise. Long range pass off to Jones. It's up and it's bounding. No good. And the rebound's going to be full out of bounds, but it'll go back to Fairfield.
12.8 seconds left. Coach Hartman wants to use a timeout. We will use it with him to catch our breath. 28-27. It's going to be a final shot situation. Valley defends the first. Will they defend the second? We'll be back.
Work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job, it's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Escape the cold to make your warm weather dreams a reality by purchasing a Splendor boat or pontoon at this year's Fort Wayne Boat Show. The show is from Thursday, February 5th through Sunday, February 8th. Thursday and Friday hours, 3 until 8 p.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And Sunday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. All available models will be on display or check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. And stay tuned for Splendor Boats' own indoor show and sale coming up in March at their Silver Lake location. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
12.8 seconds left. Semi-sectional championship on the line.
Fairfield has the ball. Timeout called by Tippecanoe Valley. So she wants to talk about the way things are set up, I guess. Let's take another quick break and we'll be right back here.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm. and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
28-27, still our score, 12.86 left to go. Valley just using a timeout. I believe each team with one timeout remaining. It'll be an inbound play for Fairfield underneath their own basket after Valley successfully defended a first attempt for the Falcons. Rita, I think there's a time for a good look for Fairfield, obviously, with 12.8.
Yes, there is.
But for Valley, if there is a make on this, you do not have much time at all. So this has to be won on the defensive end right here. It's got to be a stop, clean rebound, and be ready to hit some free throws.
Well, here we go. It's all on the line, like Baylen told you, with a 12.8 ticks on the clock. So Fairfield has the ball. Have to get it in. They do get it in, finally. Over to the left wing is Herbert. Herbert with the basketball, and we're going to have a personal foul called.
It's all right. Valley had one to give.
It's 9.4.
And now the next one will go to the free throw line if it's a foul for Fairfield.
Another timeout for Fairfield. Now they want to talk it over. 28-27 Valley. 9.4 seconds left. We're right back here on WRSW.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotek, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure, no gimmicks, just honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekpnh.com. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
Hey there, this is Gabby Gonzalez, and you're listening to Tippecanoe Valley Basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
28-27, still our score. Fairfield another inbound underneath their own basket with 9.4 seconds left to go.
Well, to say the least, this 9.4 seconds is going to win it or lose it. Shot up for three. Good! They got a three. Garrett threw a three in there. That's awesome. Worthingham got the three. Five through 0.3 seconds left. Still time for Tippecanoe Valley to set something else. But now it's got to be a two to tie or a three to win it. Let's keep it right here.
Yep, plenty of time. Full timeout, I believe, for Valley.
Boy, that was cutthroat.
You just knew it was coming. Vikings could not get the points, Rita. This feels oddly similar to that Rochester matchup in the regular season where the defense was spectacular, but the offense just could not keep up. And all it takes is that one shot for Fairfield to get down here and make that happen. But 5.3 seconds left to go. Valley will have to inbound the full length of the floor. You would imagine Fairfield will pick up. And you can win it on a three, and it's more than likely going to be some sort of three-point shot.
Either a three or a deuce and go into overtime.
Yeah, but I just don't know if you've got the time, and I don't know if you can get around the length of Fairfield.
Yeah,
that's going to be the really tough part about it. You got to get a clean inbound, and you got to get it up and in. They're going to deny to Gabby Gonzalez, and there is no timeouts for either team. Keep that in mind.
Roll the dice. We're off and running, and here we go. It's going to be a great opportunity right now for the Tippecanoe Valley Vikings. Let's see what they've got.
Fairfield not guarded the inbounder. That's surprising me, Rita. They're going to use that extra defender. They're actually going to come all the way back.
They are coming all the way back. Warsaw lost tonight, 63-60, Northridge. Tippecanoe Valley has ours on the line as well. We'll bring it up over the line now. Setting it up in the left wing. It's going to be a loop stop. Won't go. It goes out of bounds. And that's going to about do it.
0.4 seconds left. Yep. And it's going to Fairfield. And the Falcons are going to win this one. What a game.
It was an outstanding basketball game. 30-28 the count. 0.4 ticks on the clock now. We'll take a look at all they have to do is inbound it. Herbert will have it. She has it. It's Jones. And Fairfield has won the sectional over Tippecanoe Valley. 30-28. 30-28 is your final score. And I don't think either one of the coaches really should feel bad about this one, but you feel bad if you lost it.
Yep, you feel horrible.
You do. because it was there. It could have happened. There's no doubt about that, but it did not happen. Fairfield got the points when they had to get them. Tippecanoe Valley did not. 30-28, your final score. Fairfield wins it over Tippecanoe Valley tonight. We'll come back and recap all of it. Be ready to get ready for the postgame show on WRSW.
At First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, we've been serving our communities in northern Indiana since 1966. We offer a wide variety of products and services for our customers, such as the Simply Free Checking, Simply Free Business Checking, Mortgage Lending, and Commercial Lending, financial services through LPL Financial, and insurance services. We don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. First Federal Savings Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399927.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
When you wipe out, you need to know Huffman Body Shop is ready to go to work. Since 1947, Huffman Body Shop has offered towing, frame repair, and all bodywork. Now they offer fleet and big equipment repair, vinyl graphics, and more. They work with all insurance companies, and their body shop is over 150 years of combined experience. Restoration work is one of their specialties. Estimates are free. No one wants an accident, but if it happens to you, call on Hoffman Body Shop in Akron. Online, go to HoffmanBodyShop.com or n.i.i.coatings.com.
Looking for something where you can make a difference right here in our community? Valley is hiring substitute teachers, bus drivers, instructional assistants, cafeteria staff, and custodial team members. Whether you're looking for flexible hours, a steady schedule, or a rewarding way to support local students, there's a place for you. Go to the Tippecanoe Valley School Corporation website to find your fit and apply today. At Tippecanoe Valley, one thing remains constant: Valley family, Valley pride. Join the team and help shape a brighter future for our community's kids.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
30-28, a final here. Fairfield, the sectional 20 champion. They will play the winner of Kankakee Valley and Hanover Central. No, Highland. And one of those two teams next week.
Yeah.
We expect probably, if you're a Fairfield listener out there, the winner of the sectional the last five seasons has gone and played at Jimtown.
Yes.
So that has been the location of the regional game. So just to keep that in mind. That's
hard.
Yeah, that's not too far away.
So that's not too far away. They won't have a long bus ride to have to worry about that. And they'll be prone and ready to go. I got to tell you, it wouldn't have made any difference which team won this game. That was a hard-fought battle by both schools. Neither one of them was going to let go. Both coaches into it right down to the mark. No problem with that. Both coaches took all their timeouts, did whatever they could do to help their kids win the game. And in this particular count, it would be the winner as Fairfield picks up another sectional victory.
Yeah, they're the kind of the ascending program here in Northern Indiana.
They are.
Class 3A. They had a little bit of a bump there 2 years off where they made the sectional championship, unable to get the win. This year they do get that victory, and they win their first since 2023, and now they'll
they'll celebrate accordingly here at Tippecanoe Valley. It's never easy playing at your host school or playing on the road at the host school, but
right. That's
the case tonight, and they get the victory. Let's get you through our scoring on our Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. 5 points for Gabby Gonzalez, 6 points for Hadley Wise tonight, 2 for Izzy Woodruff, 9 for Savannah Miller. She had a great night shooting the three-point shot. 5 for Daylen Buzzard and 1 for Betty Shepard. 6, 8, 11 for Ava Herbert, and probably the biggest. I know she didn't make the big three, but I almost argue that her 3 free throws at the line to get Fairfield tied at 27 each, maybe the biggest individual shot, but maybe the biggest points of the night for Fairfield. And that's crazy to say, considering they went on that 3-point shot late in the game.
But 5. I agree with that 100%.
Garrett hit that bank three that got them off the kind of the snide a little bit. They were struggling to score. 7 for Madison Jones, 3 for Macy Wortham, and 6 for Paige Park. That is your scoring of the Beacon Point Advisors postgame show. We'll take a timeout. We may or may not hear from Coach Rebecca Parker. She talks with her team after the game. If we do, great. If not, totally understand. It's hard to say goodbye to those seniors for the final time in such a fleeting moment as a last-second shot. But what we will do is get you some scores from the other sectionals when we return here on 107.3 WRSW.
Did you catch that touchdown last night? It was insane.
Nope. Missed it. My screen froze and then came over.
You got to get Surf Internet. I've got fast fiber speed with no throttling ever.
Sounds like a winning play. Sign me up.
Score big with Surf Fiber Fast Internet today. Just $30 a month with AutoPay, including free installation and free Wi-Fi. Visit surfinternet.com. Restrictions apply. Not all speeds available in all areas. Go to surfinternet.com for full offer details.
All right, Viking fans, quiz time. This is Dr. Jason Rich from the Spectrum. Who can diagnose and treat all eye infections the most quickly and accurately? Who can discover certain diseases during a routine eye exam? Who can remove foreign bodies from the eye the easiest when you decide you really didn't need your safety glasses? If you answered an eye doctor, you're correct. Come see how an eye doctor can do way more than prescribe glasses. Call us at 574-269-5258 or visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Craig Welding of Mentone started in a very small space in 1959. At that time, they did farm and light industrial welding. Don Craig was raised in the business, and over the years, Craig Welding expanded to the most modern fabricating business in the area. Yes, they still do on-site welding and appreciate all customers, large and small. For custom fabricating, welding, in-house or at your farm or business, and competitive quotes, call Craig Welding or visit their website, craigwelding.com.
Neptune is proud to offer many choices of steel siding and roofing, and now they offer board and batten panels. This siding works so well with the farmhouse look. There are 3 styles and 12 colors to choose from. 26-gauge material, and a great warranty assures you the quality you expect from Neptune. Estimates are available, and Neptune will work with you or your contractor. Board and batten, now available at Neptune of Mentone.
Neptune of Mentone.
You know it happens every day. You're looking for a good used vehicle. You hear all of the great deals, pennies down, free giveaways, and much more. It can be kind of overwhelming. Any car dealer can compete on price, but not many dealers can offer great customer satisfaction and service. When you come to Gagnon Motors in Akron, it's you, John, Brandon, and Dave. They handle the deal for you from start to finish. Their goal is to get you as a repeat customer. The only way that works is going that extra mile with the sale, but most of all, continuing service. Visit Gagnon Motors in Akron or go to Gagnon.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote, or if you need immediate service, go to the website warsaweng.com.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Let's hit you with some scores. Our final here, of course, 30-28. It's Macy Worthman with the big-time shot. Her only 3 points in the game came off of a corner three with 5.8 seconds left to go to secure Fairfield a sectional championship and their first since 2023. Let's get you a final across the land of girls basketball here
in northern Indiana. North Miami, they're a sectional champion for back-to-back seasons as they defeat Southwood 50-27. Fountain Central took down Faith Christian, so it will be Fountain Central and North Miami next week in a regional matchup. Whitco defeated Bishop Lewis tonight 69-36. Eastside clawed back into that game. They're leading right now over Central Noble 34-31. We anticipated that that might be the result of that one. Eastside a good team, but they were down at half to Central Noble. Freeman easily defeating Winnemac tonight 58-39. Oak Hill 32, Rochester 31, Alexandria Monroe 67-23. So Oak Hill will follow into that game. That would have been Rochester had they won following that one in. Kankakee Valley the winner. So 38-29 over Hanover Central. They will play Fairfield next week. Not a betting man. I've said this again. If you're kind of making your plans for next weekend, the winner of this sectional the last six seasons has played at that Jimtown Regional. So I would imagine that is where Fairfield is headed, to Jimtown. Columbia City went there last year, even though they're a good ways away from that area. Fairfield a little bit closer. I'd imagine that's where we're headed if you're Fairfield. Culver Academy 57-50. There you go.
Yep, they're going to be at Jimtown, Kankakee Valley.
Culver Academy versus South Bend St. Joe. Culver Academy 1. Highland versus Griffith coming up. Don't have a final of that one just yet. Delta versus Connersville. Don't have a final of that one yet. And Maconaqua over Western pretty easily. 57-27, the final in that one. We will take one more timeout. We'll have some closing thoughts here.
Did you get the Warsaw break?
Oh, we did not get the Warsaw score.
Warsaw got beat tonight.
Warsaw did fall tonight. They fell. Why did I? Could I not find that one? That was at the very top. Just skipped right over it. 63-60. Northridge will face off against a good Valparaiso team in that regional. We're back in a moment here on 107.3 WRSW.
Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Escape the cold and make your warm weather dreams a reality by purchasing a Splendor boat or pontoon at this year's Fort Wayne Boat Show. The show is from Thursday, February 5th through Sunday, February 8th. Thursday and Friday hours, 3 until 8 p.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. And Sunday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. All available models will be on display or check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. And stay tuned for Splendor Boats' own indoor show and sale coming up in March at their Silver Lake location. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hi, this is Dave with Flotek Plumbing and Heating. Too many homeowners in northern Indiana get told they need expensive repairs or replacements they don't really need. That's not right. At Flotek, we're here to protect you. That's why we offer free second opinions. No pressure, no gimmicks, just honest answers you can trust. Don't let the wrong company drain your wallet. Call Flotek today or visit us online at flotekpnh.com. Go with the flow. Flotek Plumbing and Heating.
Are you looking to purchase a home? First Federal Savings Bank offers free pre-approvals for programs such as our Premier First-Time Homebuyer, Home Possible, Construction Loans, Home Equity Lines of Credit, and more. Call Julia Moore at 574-453-1096 to schedule an appointment today. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399927.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
As the Vikings hit the court this season, make sure your smile is ready for the big game with Mentone Dental. At Mentone Dental, they provide everything from general to restorative services, like crowns, partials, dentures, to dental implants, Invisalign, and in-home and in-office whitening kits. And they'll also assist in filing with your insurance, making dental care simple and stress-free. Let Mentone Dental help create the perfect game plan for you today. Call Mentone Dental at 574-598-2997. Mentone Dental, proud to support Tippecanoe Valley basketball this season.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome back to Tippecanoe Valley High School. The final once again tonight, 30-28. Victors are Fairfield. Valley Falls in the sectional championship on their home court, which, you know, Rita, they battled against Columbia City. That took every ounce of their energy, and Fairfield kind of saw that opportunity and just made enough plays. That's really what it came down to. The team that was going to make enough plays segment by segment, 4 minute by 4 minute, really that's the way you break this game down. And it just so happens that Fairfield able to get that last second shot with 5 seconds left by Macy Worthman.
But imagine
what a great shot that was for her, though.
Probably
she was deep in the corner.
Probably her biggest shot of her career, I would undoubtedly say, unless she's hit some crazy games, a horse or something like that.
I'm sure that's true.
No one's watching, but yeah, that's a great job and all the way just made enough plays. We went through a couple of scores. We got to go through our free throw total. Still have not done that. 4, 7, 9, and that is 9 times 2, 18 for Tippecanoe Valley and Fairfield combined. We combine them in the postseason, and that means for the KC Riley Kids Fund, $18 tonight going into that fund, courtesy of some free throw shooting. Not a lot, but enough. And the three big ones from Ava Herbert, that was the swing vote, if you will, in this game. That tied it up at 27-27. Valley tried to, you know, ink out some time, find a shot, couldn't do it, and that's where things stand.
And, you know, in a lot of ways, that's kind of social justice when, you know, she got personal fouls. She had foul trouble in the first half, came back and was really the solid one all the way through the game. I mean, all four quarters she was. So her stepping up the free throw line with those three, that was deadly. And I agree with you on that. I think that was the turning point in the game. Yep. Had Valley been able to hit some shots, it would have been better too. But, you know, it didn't work that way tonight.
Here comes Coach. Let's see if she talks to us.
Yeah.
She's coming out here. She will. She's good to go. She'll come up and sit down next to us.
Indeed, consider what they had to do the night before. It just didn't come true the way we wanted it to this year.
Yeah, it definitely didn't. You got to give credit to Fairfield. You know, they've played a lot of good teams down to the wire where they've had a lot of these situations, and we haven't had a ton of them this year. So, you know, looking at that scheduling-wise for us, how we can do better to schedule opponents that'll, you know, make sure that we are prepared in tight games. So that's just me thinking ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's not a very happy time all the way across the county. Warsaw lost tonight to Northridge as well. And, of course, you have to be very disappointed. You're disappointed in this. But the main thing when it comes right down to it is the kids.
Yeah.
And I know they're very disappointed. And you talk about a group of seniors that really gave us a lot of joy this season. We had that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we couldn't ask for a better group of kids. Just really a joy to be around. I mean, they really were, and they were tight-knit, and I hate it for them. I hate that we had this feeling, and we had it just so close. So kicking myself for decisions I made, obviously, and I know the kids are doing the same. So we're in it right now, and I hate it for them. But at the same time, it's the game.
It is the game.
And hopefully, you know, it motivates younger class to get in and get shooting, because that was my message to them in there. It doesn't happen just between November and February. Like, that's not when shots are made. Like, you got to make them outside of the season, so that this is just routine, because these were routine shots that should have gone in.
Right.
Yep.
I know that you have had a start of a great program for feeder program, and you'll be doing that all summer long, getting kids ready for next year. And I think that that's really going to be a builder for you, because the feeding program is so important. You got to make every little girl want to play.
Yeah, for sure. And we're trying our best to, you know, get them all opportunities to play and to continue to play and just enjoy the game, because it's a fun one, even though tonight it doesn't feel very fun. But again, give credit to Fairfield. They did a good job of, you know, plays down the stretch, and we made some mistakes, and not pinpointing anybody at all, but down the stretch to foul there, and then to wait for one last shot and shoot it at 30. I'm not really sure, kicking myself, not the kids. I probably should have called a timeout at that point, but I thought we held it for as long as we did, and we understood the assignment, and so, but again, lesson learned for me too, just as much as it is for them.
Okay. You got some shots tonight. You got some open looks. That zone, you know what to expect. Did you preach patience to the girls, or was that just a nature of their ability to play defense? Were you waiting, okay with taking a couple minutes off the clock, or was it kind of off the game plan having to wait that long to get some looks?
Well, you know, we wanted, like, time and score to be of importance. You know, we had the Bremen game where they played us in zone, and we were able to work the ball and then, you know, kind of attack out of that. I thought we got a little bit stagnant. But in the same vein, I really was hoping, you know, the further we brought those top two kids out, the more the middle opened up. We just didn't have a great job of – our high-low game wasn't there tonight.
Yeah.
It was not there. It was, you know, it just wasn't there like it has been in the past. And, again, give credit to them. I just don't think that, you know, we had it down the stretch, and they did. And, again, poor decision-making, and I should have called the timeout right there with however many seconds to go, but I didn't know it was going to happen like that.
Well, the two of us really had a pretty consistent thought about those three. When she stepped up on the free throw line, we knew that we're going to have a little bit of problem, because Herbert's good. She's going to hit those free throws. When she got those three free throws, I thought that was the change of the game that really gave them momentum to really finish it up.
Yeah, I think she kind of locked in. I saw her, you know, her body language and stuff, and she was willing the whole team to get behind her and win it. And, yeah, I mean, they got 2,000-point scorers, so, you know, to hold them to 30 is a good thing for us defensively, but obviously we got to score more than 28. I think, if I remember correctly, this might have been the score of the Rochester game for us. That's a hurt. I don't like that number. No. So,
well, any other comments you'd like to give, Coach?
It was a great season. It was a pleasure working with you. Pleasure working with the girls. Like you said, you know, I get to interview them once a week or every couple times a week, and it's rare that I don't have to ask about the camaraderie of the team. And when I get three girls interviewing three separate times, not communicating with each other, and the first thing they say is, I love this team. We love each other. We hang out all the time. Not communicating that, just saying that first, that speaks volumes about kind of where they were at. And that's a special group.
Yeah, it was a special group. And I you know, I'll say it again. I hate it for them tonight. I hate it for Gabby. I know, all the seniors, their hearts just breaking right now, because they felt like we could really do something here. And, you know, even down the road, we thought we had a chance at things if things fell the way we thought that they could or potentially could. But I want to thank you guys. I want to thank the, you know, Valley community for coming out, and, you know, everybody here at the school that hosted a great sectional. I thought for us doing it, you know, I don't know, maybe the first time in 10 years or so that it's been done. Thought everybody's staff, administration and stuff did a really good job of making it a special event, and wish we could have come on top here at home. But I just want to thank again you guys for covering us and all the things you guys do as far as promoting our program and promoting, you know, girls sports in general for us. It's huge.
Well, it's huge for us. Well, and we've had an opportunity for a long, long time. And thankfully, the people that own our radio station and the people that are superiors for both Baylor and I are 1,000% for this. These moments, this time, the special games we're able to cover, the way that we get to know the kids a little bit closer. For me, that's the bonus. When they come up here and they played 4 or 5 years ago and they still want to come talk to me, that's the bonus. And that's the way it's going to be for you, too. You'll find that every year you're coach, that becomes a special thing. Mm-hmm. They don't forget.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to them.
Yeah, definitely. It's all about those relationships and
yes.
those kids and stuff. So, but thank you, and can't say it enough.
It's been our pleasure.
We appreciate you guys covering us.
We'll be doing it.
All right, thank
you. So
you
be doing it, and so will we.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
That's Coach Rebecca Parker for a final time this season as we close out our Beacon Point Advisors post-game show. I want to thank Gabby Gonzalez, Dalen Buzzard, Haley Stuckey, Betty Shepard for their time in this program and for their time with us, giving us their time, and just to get out and go watch them play every couple times yeah. a week throughout the year. And it's hard to end it like that. It really is for this group. You feel for them, but you know that there's bigger, better things for those four seniors moving
yes.
forward.
Yes, sun will come up tomorrow, and they'll go on. Yeah. For Gabby, I think she proved that she belongs at the collegiate level. Definitely during this tournament series and before that, really. And so she'll be going on to play at St. Francis, and I think the people ought to go over and enjoy that, too.
Yeah,
because she can.
Right down the road, really, about an hour away from
us. That's exactly right.
In the Akron-Mentone area. So.
And there'll be some very common games that they'll have with schools closer.
Yeah.
And she's not going to give it up. She's the real deal.
She is the real deal.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a pleasure following her. She was the first player, Rita, and I started 3 years ago, that I remember doing my little game notes about, and she was coming into a group that first year that I was here that had almost no scoring. She was 14%, I remember that stat, of
yeah.
the scoring, and that's a lot of pressure on a sophomore, and she carried that all the way through her junior year last year mm-hmm. and into her senior year this year. So
Dalen Buzzard, she'll be playing softball at a big collegiate effort, too, and, you know, if you take a look at the kids, they're all independently very successful. Talked about Miller, she's a great golfer. Every one of those kids have either really done a great job in basketball or other sports,
mm-hmm.
and it teaches you a lot.
Betty's going to be a hairstylist.
Yeah.
Her nails, one of the two. She's
yep.
in this. She's
yep.
in cosmetology school.
Yeah.
She's all about that. Haley's going to be a florist, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some college, it sounds like, potentially for her. So
everybody's going to have their own niche.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
We really thank them very much for making our lives much, much fun during the winter. Mm-hmm. Makes the winter go quickly for us.
It's February.
And it was nice to have that this year to make the year go quickly.
It was.
But we will make our plans this week, but just off the cuff, you know, we always take the local teams that are left. The Whitco Wildcats are left.
Probably going to Whitco.
And we're probably going to be covering Whitco from here on out. We always cover it all the way to the state tournament, and they do have a very strong possibility of getting there.
Yeah, I'd say so, too. Another one of our favorites, Norwell, got through. Not necessarily in our area.
Yeah.
Very closely, but
we're close
to them. Coach Thornton, we know him
sure.
very well, and they beat Homestead tonight, a game that not a lot of people gave them a lot of credit. They're a 3A program playing up in 4A.
I know. Amazing.
And they've got the path now
yeah.
to get back down
they
to
They surely
to
do,
Gamers
because if they
house.
Did that this week,
yeah.
what the next 2 or 3 weeks are going to bring is going to be nothing but
yeah,
good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure covering this team this season. We'll close off our Tippecanoe Valley coverage, but next Saturday we do pick it right back up, like Rita said. Sounds like the Whitco Wildcats will be our team that we will latch on to there and follow them along in what I expect to be a pretty deep state run for the Whitco Wildcats and Coach Jordan. So
that'll be fun. That'll be fun.
A lot of fun. We will close this one out. Have a great rest of your Saturday. For the legendary Rita Price, I'm Baylen Heights saying so long and good night from Tippecanoe Valley, where the final score 30-28. Fairfield, a sectional 20 champion winner. They will face Kankakee Valley next Saturday. More than likely at Gymtown. They announced it, but that's not technically official until tomorrow morning when they do those pairings. So we imagine it's Gymtown. But until then, we'll talk to you next week.
When you wipe out, you need to know Huffman Body Shop is ready to go to work.